You can have currents inside discretionaries.
Pardon?
There can be currents inside of discretionaries. If you want to be really extensive.
Oh. Okay, you mean...
This is already a ship out time.
So I should be cursed into... this note. App dots, pre, post...
The one that's actually chosen, because you have you're already in
the ship out, so it's
so only one lies.
Yeah.
Otherwise you would also have to do the components.
Yeah.
More remarks, more questions?
The manual was the latest manual.
Pardon?
The manual you were looking
to. No, it's a Luatech manual. Yeah. There was another question on tech.stack exchange. Person who wanted to draw boxes around the glyphs for the characters, and he was looking for a solution. And I thought, well, maybe Luatech can do that as well. And I came up with a pretty much similar solution. I'm going to zoom in a bit. I'll show you the result first. Something like this. That's the result. And the idea was exactly the same. A function show char box, and then it's a while loop while head do. While it's a valid head, it's not nil. If it's a horizontal or vertical box, we just recurse into the function again. And if it's a glyph, recreate PDF literal again, draw with the dimensions of with a rectangle with the dimensions of the glyph, and we insert it. So that's exactly the same idea that I've showed.
No,
I should have used note.insert before.
I have one remark that I want to make that's quite important. That I know it's easier for the slides to use bare numbers like 0 and 1 and 37. But in actual code, you really shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Ask the engine for the number, because the numbers are not guaranteed to stay the same.
Okay, that's good to know. I will update the
presentation. Yeah, it's convenient for the slides. But
yeah, that's a good idea, yeah.
But what we usually do is we, at the top of the thing, we create a Lua variable in all uppercase, which is uppercase H list or uppercase V list, that is the result of asking the engine for the proper number.
Node.id or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And here's another interesting thing. Luatech has callbacks, which is functionality which you can say, I have this piece of code and I want to execute if you do this or that. And I use the callback post line break filter, which is a predefined callback in Luatech. And if you add something to this callback, or if you change this callback, Luatech looks up after it has broken lines into paragraph, and looks up if it's a function defined, or if there's a function at this callback, and executes that function. So every time lines are broken into a paragraph, this function gets called. It is not used at the end of the paragraph, at the end of the page ship out, but at the end of each paragraph build. Mm. There are a lot of different callbacks. You can look them up in the, I will show you, the manual. There's a pre-line break filter, is another example, and just before Luatech breaks lines into paragraph, it will call every function that is in the, or the function is in the pre-line break filter. And there are other callbacks that deal with math, I think, and callbacks that deal with the display of the page number in the terminal. So there are quite a few places to put your code and replace or add in functions to the internal tech functionality. And this person asked, well, if you have done that, please show me how to do this. And it was just another small change. Just replaced the glyph with a glue. And a PDF lit, oh no, it was just a glue. Or rule, yeah, a rule with the dimensions of the glyph. So if you want to change the output of LuaTeX or Tech, LuaTeX is really convenient in that case. And
here, did you remove the glyphs here?
Yes. I removed the glyphs and replaced them with a rule, I think. I have to look it up.
Because otherwise they could go outside.
Otherwise, yeah, they were not necessary anymore.
Yeah, but they could jump out of the box.
No. Yeah, the glyphs, of course. Maybe I'm not sure if I really removed the glyphs because I see something sticking out here.
Yeah.
And here. I should look up on the code. The code is here. Actually, I removed the glyphs. I removed them from the note list, just insert the PDF, but the I will look it up now, because no, I create a rule node. Yes? Node.new, a rule node, and with a given width, height, and depth, as we know from tech, and we replace the glyph by the new rule node. And now the glyph itself points to nowhere, it's just is not used anymore. So we have to explicitly free it from the memory. Node.free. These are LuaTeX functions that deal with this internal data structure. So I could have just put it on top of the glyphs. I don't know why I did or I chose that approach, but
this node freeing would probably fragment the buffer, wouldn't it?
No.
Talk to ship now.
So does it redraw, rearrange the list to get the continuous chunks of memory?
Node.free.
Node.free only frees this single node.
And what does it do with the memory?
The freeing of the node is freeing a chunk of memory, whatever, bytes, any n bytes,
yeah.
Right? And they stay free, but they are somewhere, you know, and continuous with not touching the other freed ones. So there are holes in the list, which
there are
not
always holes in the list. There have been holes in the list since Tech 82 was created.
Yeah, but you were creating more. Okay, this is a one-off thing. It's not a regular.
No, it's actually very important. In the
might
product,
be a problem.
Yeah, in the product I'm going to show next, I build tables for representing tables. And I do it in three steps. First, I have to measure the width of the column, of all columns, of all cell contents. Then I want to calculate the line height. And if I have these two parameters, I can actually typeset the table. And what I don't do is free the node list, which is okay for small documents, but if you have large documents with many, 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 many tables, you...
It might get you some...
Yeah, I had to actually...
Problem.
Rent EC2, Amazon, I think it's EC2, machine with 17 gigabytes of RAM, because my big document didn't fit into normal computer.
You should reorder them instead of, the usual thing, freeing memory for processing time.
I didn't free the memory,
trading.
I just kept it allocated,
and
it grew and grew and grew. So I have to deal with that someday, but it's... cheaper to rent a big machine than to sit there an hour to fix the bug.
It's a few dollars.
Yeah, I have a bill of €2 a month, I think, because I didn't clean up the machines, the space used for that. So it's... When I have time, I will fix it, but it's not really
worth. Okay, here's a list of some callbacks. There's a callback library, and it's a bit different in LuaTeX and LuaLaTeX.
Oh.
Because in LuaTeX, you can only define one function for a callback. And if you have two different style files or things that want to deal with the same callback, they are exclusive. You cannot say, okay, do this and do that in LuaTeX, normal LuaTeX. But LaTeX adds a function layer on top of it where you can register callbacks, and they get executed, all of them. So the description here is a bit
quite unexpected, as you should can do this.
Well, it's just a way of designing it. It's okay, I think, because it's really easy to define a function that calls several different functions. It's just
unexpected that you have to other callbacks in LuaTeX and in LaTeX.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's the same with Emacs, where you can add hooks to some whatever things happen. You can add hooks, remove hooks, and I think you can even change the priority. I'm not sure about priority and callbacks in LuaLaTeX, but you can have in LuaTeX you can have only one function per callback. In LuaLaTeX you can have several functions per callback, which is
LaTeX itself, of course, has a loop infrastructure.
Yeah. Okay, there are several different kind of callbacks. File-related callbacks, you can change, let's say, find font file. You can just put your own routine there and find it in another place, for example. So if this is defined, LuaLaTeX will execute, or LuaTeX will execute your function instead of the built-in function. Are there some other callbacks related to the general paragraph breaking or page building? I've used the post line break filter to insert the marks, but they are HBreak filter when you, I think they are called when you create H boxes, or BPack filter, pre-output filter. I have not used that one, but it depends on the application you want to achieve, what to do, which callbacks you're using. But I mostly use the pre and post line break filter to change the appearance of the paragraphs. I'm trying to find another.
Change the size of the window.
Yeah, just look here to find a question. The window.
Make the window smaller.
Okay. There's another question here. I'm going to show you the result. Okay. The question was, how can I make sure that the last line is always at least twice the size of the power indent? Because if it wasn't, it could be really ugly. Now, this is exaggerated, of course, but the idea is to insert those tilde things into the last words, so there can't be any break there. And this is just, I think, it's a penalty of 10,000 and the glue. So the idea is to go through to the line before it's broken into paragraph, and just to insert the glue, so the penalties, if I'm very close at the end. Twice the size of password.
So this is a actual code. It's also very small and it's not needed. The input is a list of glyphs, which is just one line. So I can see all the time or measure all the time how far it is from any point to the end of the line. So I walk through the list, just measure it every time I'm going to the next pointer, to the next node, and see if I'm less than 2 times parskip away from the end of the line, I insert those penalties of 10,000 and go on to the end of the line and insert. Well, that's a bit ugly. I should have done it with node, but insert after, insert before. But it's just basically, if I'm very close to the end, I insert penalties of 10,000, and that's it. And the result is that these lines have invisible tilde, or these words have invisible tilde between them in the last line. And I think that's also a very nice small solution for a problem that's not really a big word problem, but it's a nice topography problem. Also, the same was a question, how can I avoid, I think it was single letter words at the end of a line. I think it was in Polish typography, which are prohibited, these single words at the end of the line. And I just did the same thing. I looked at the single letter words, I inserted a tilde before them.
But isn't it in this case more beautiful to insert
after them?
Now the last line looks incompatible.
Sorry again, please?
The last line now looks incompatible, yeah?
This one?
The spacing. In the first paragraph, yeah. Why not increase the spacing between?
There could be another solution.
Well, then that line would be more in sync with the.
Like this, yes, that's right. Yeah, that would be. It would be an application for the post line break filter to see the amount of space and to reinsert that space there or to rearrange the paragraph. Yeah, it's not a perfect solution, right?
It's actually, there is a plaintext solution for this. This is much easier to use.
Is there?
Yeah, limit par fill scale.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a paragraph.
Yeah, it's a paragraph. So if
I don't
want
to too easy.
Too easy, yes.
Okay, obviously the person who asked the question didn't know that parameter. It's a limit par fill skip? Okay.
Yeah, par fill skip is usually something like 0 points plus
one fill.
One fill.
Yeah.
If you say par fill skip is 0 points plus h size minus 2 par, then.
But it would be the only in every paragraph. Well, in this, it would be in every paragraph.
Yeah.
The size of the par fill.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, you first use Lumetech to determine the length of the last line.
It wouldn't work that way, I think.
Yeah, it would, because I've used that.
Yeah, yeah. It was done several years ago by Fred Mittelbach,
yeah.
The macro H.
But I think setting the parameter just by itself wouldn't really help. I could try it out.
Yeah,
that's the danger of Lumetech, that you start looking for solutions that actually are already there.
Is it really a danger?
Okay, Patrick, and for we're now forbidding hyphenation at the end of the page, the last line.
Oh, well, ask me next year, okay? I don't.
Well, you will get an answer in 2 minutes. Just post it on Stack
Exchange. But I have my next slide, my next presentation, so I cannot answer it.
But perhaps somebody else will come up.
Yeah, it's. Mostly not with the Lumetech solution.
Patrick's solution.
Yeah.
Just the algorithm change.
Actually, I don't know quite out of the box how to do it. I think about it. Okay, this was presentation number 1.
Thank you.